the moment. Work with dogs and boys. You'll grow familiar with the click on, the lock in gaze and shift of power to the chest, the old belligerence bringing up the color. 40 feet distant in hallways or the calf, you see the chin lifting, the bunchy striding forward in snarls. But snap them back. Maybe ping the skull with an index finger or crack the glaze with a sharp bark of edged consonants, and they might ease off the urge. Suppose no one sees or offers forbearance to this furious longing for their burden to disappear, as if veins and arteries could be done with constraint and might give way at last to dissolution in the purest pleasure.